景味。
This is Composition Notebook.
Nida shida fira fela. Nida shida fira fela. Oh, in my style, love you in my sweet mind.
Do you hear my microphone and things?
I do.
I don't.
You don't hear your microphone?
No. I feel so alone.
How you doing now, baby?
That's better. I feel loved.
So, you ready?
Yes. Okay, so this is the full version?
This is the full version.
Okay. With the keys by themselves, too?
I can get you the keys by themselves after we listen to this.
Okay, sorry.
But I'm forcing you to listen to something else now.
Ooh.
It's not what you requested, but...
No.
We are in the same corner. You will make it. Watching over each other. Stick with me, kid. I lie like it's simple. It's important to deceive.
That chimey sound.
What do you think?
I like it. What is it?
It's a little synth thing that I programmed.
Okay. You know that I semi-worship that song. It's disturbing. I don't like feeling vulnerable when I really connect with anything.
Yeah.
It's a little disturbing, even though it's, you know, like, a profound, like, kind of... I experienced it as pretty wondrous and also unnerving.
Wow.
Because I just don't like... I don't fully enjoy caring, right? I mostly enjoy caring.
What? So what is it? What does it mean to mostly enjoy caring? Like, is there a limit where you're like, oh?
It means that
I'm approaching my care threshold.
It means that it's dangerous to give a fuck. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to love. It's dangerous to care. It's dangerous to feel. It's dangerous to connect. And just throughout human history, I feel like I've seen people come to horrible, horrible ends who got kind of caught up in giving a shit,
yeah.
You know, to the point that they couldn't even hide it. And everybody could tell, you know, and then a lot of those folks went down.
Yeah.
They went out badly as a result.
Yeah, they were assassinated.
Sure. And sometimes that was the better outcome. Like, sometimes they're tortured. Sometimes they're doing forced labor for, you know, countless years. Sometimes they're just excommunicated and, you know, live lives of quiet desperation or whatever. And so that's kind of my thing, is like, I'm trying to be disguised, right? I don't want to.
You don't want to be taken out.
No. I don't want to be taken out in any way. And certainly my ego doesn't want to.
We're going to make an example out of you, Miss Courtney.
Exactly. See, that's... So I... You know, so that... Because I'm nervous about connecting... Like, on a certain level, us sharing our music with each other and connecting as artists is one of the best things that's happened to me in a long time.
Oh, right? My God, I love that. Me and too.
Then, good, yeah. I can tell, right? And so I think that's part of why it's so awesome, because it's a mutual, like, like, it's awakening and, like, reinvigoration and, like, I don't know, just all these great things. And then I'm also just like, fuck, I don't know. Like, I don't know where to put it all and keep it all.
I listen to some musicians, and I think that I've just had the most profound visitation. You know,
mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, if they've really poured their soul into a song, then I feel intimately connected. I feel like, ooh, you know,
that. To me, it's kind of like everything that you want and also everything that you can't control.
Mm.
Like, you can't, to me, you can't, I don't feel like I can control how much of me you see in my work.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And, excuse me, most of the time I feel like I have a pretty good idea of exactly how much people will perceive.
Mm.
And in general, I mean, this sounds horrible. I don't expect it to be that much. Not necessarily because people aren't capable in general, but just because everyone's so stressed and trying to survive and global warming. And it's like, who's got time for a freaking song?
Right.
You know, or lyrics. Or
right, right.
The
right.
Analysis of lyrics. That's not going to get us off this rock.
Right.
You know? Build right. Something.
I know. It's like, I've often thought, like, I had this relationship to music for a while that was, I mean, disappointing now when I think back on it. I guess I started getting very alarmed by the climate change crisis that we're in, and I started working in alternative energy, and I really put my music and any of my art away in a box for years and tried to just be singularly focused on my work, on my career. I didn't have the luxury. I didn't have the luxury to play a nice tune because we were on the Titanic. The ship's going down. There's that scene in Titanic where the musicians that just like have a string quartet, and they're all playing together, you know, as the ship's going down. And I think there's actually a line from that scene, like the cellist turns to the violist and he's like, "It's been an honor."
Right. It's been an honor, gentlemen, or playing with you, something to perfect.
Right. And then, you know.
I love that image.
Yeah.
I feel like that is us.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. But I mean, for a while, though, I felt like I have to bail water. Right? I mean.
All right. We're going to have to listen to White Moon.
Oh.
White Moon. Let him down to the old oak tree. No one would mind wailing. White moon, what have you seen? No witnesses willing. It came a sound from the old oak tree.
So fucking good.
A little ditty.
it's so powerful. And it's just, it feels like an archive. Feels like a museum piece.
Yeah. Funny. Funny you should say that because it was I believe that it was a recent visit to the National Museum of African American History and Culture that inspired that song. Out of nowhere, someone in my friend circle offered up a ticket to a museum, African-American museum, you know, maybe the day before the ticket was to be redeemed. And I knew that I had one thing left to do there. I had visited one time before and had a really profound moving experience, but wasn't able to see the Emmett Till Memorial there. Didn't have time, and decided on that day, on my first visit, that when I came back the next time, I would only go to the Emmett Till Memorial. Mm-hmm. And that's what I decided to do when this ticket came up. I said, okay, I'm going to go and just pay my respects. I didn't put it in those words in my mind. I just thought, I need to go and I need to sit. And it was only after the fact that I realized, oh, I needed to pay my respects. And, you know, the story of Emmett Till is well-known by many, but the short of it is that he was a young black boy from Chicago who was brutally murdered in the South for allegedly whistling at a white woman coming out of a little general store or something. And his mother, when his body was found in
he was a teenager.
A body of water. Right, I think he was, I want to say 14. Yeah. I want to say 14, so. Yeah, so young. And his mother decided to have an open casket funeral.
Good God.
She said, I want something to the effect of, I want the world to see what they did to my baby. And so her courage in that decision, you know, just catalyzed the civil rights movement. You know, these images of this open casket, this 14-year-old black boy, just his body bloated and unrecognizable. And there was a Jet magazine article at that time that printed the image of his face, you know, as he was laying in the casket. And they have a copy of that article there in the exhibit, I guess you'd call it. And so, yeah, I'm sitting there for about an hour, and I wept and, you know, took some deep breaths and looked at the face of his mother and, you know, just reflected on so many things. So many.